Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. The ACW Unionville Fire Department Rescue had a busy Wednesday morning, August 19th. At about 7:40 a.m., the Unionville Fire Department was dispatched to the end of Vassar Road, which is a dead-end road outside of Unionville, for the report of a vehicle in the water with a single occupant inside. When first responders arrived on scene, they found a Jeep Wrangler stranded in approximately 3 to 4 feet of water about 100 yards from the shoreline. Firefighters donned special water rescue suits and deployed a rapid deployment craft, RDC, in to reach the vehicle. Rescue personnel conducted an immediate medical assessment on scene while taking all necessary precautions before safely transferring the occupant from the water to the RDC and transporting the person back to shore. The driver was alive and well, and the patient's care was turned over to the ACW Ambulance Service and MMR for evaluation. The Unionville Fire Department crew remained on scene to assist D&J Towing in safely extracting the vehicle from the water. All units cleared the scene at about 9:45 a.m., The Unionville Fire Department thanked the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office, ACW Ambulance, MMR, and DJ Towing for their assistance and seamless interagency cooperation during the incident. And it was a special moment during Monday's Fairgrove Township meeting when 4 decades of service was recognized with a congressional resolution. Cole Wood, who is a representative from Congresswoman Lisa McLean's office, attended the meeting to present Keith Ader with the special recognition proclamation for his years of service. Ader was honored for his 40 years of service on the Vassar Area Ambulance Board as the Fairgrove Township resident representative. He was also recognized for his prior 40 years of service on the Fairgrove Township Board before retiring as supervisor. When we come back from this Popham Flooring sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Popham Flooring, your destination for hardwood flooring. From rustic, modern, oak to maple, Popham Flooring has it all. Transform your space with the timeless elegance of hardwood. It's not just flooring, it's a work of art. Popham Flooring is there to guide you, ensuring you find the perfect flooring to match your style and needs. Experience the warmth, durability, and beauty of hardwood. Your home deserves the best. Visit Popham Flooring's showroom to see their large selection of hardwood flooring. Your dream floor is just a step away. Popham Flooring, where quality and design meet.
Hi, this is Sherry Popham. Stop in and let us help you find the perfect flooring for your home with prices you'll love. We're located west of Bad Axe on M53 or call us at 989-269-7358.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, waterfowl advocates were able to raise $80,000 for 4 Michigan Department of Natural Resources Management waterfowl areas this fall, including 2 in the Thumb. As part of cost-saving measures, the DNR announced in July there would be fewer daily draw opportunities for hunters during the 2026 waterfowl seasons. The grassroots funding provided a temporary one-time solution that will allow the state game and wildlife areas of Fish Point in Tuscola County and the Harsons Island Unit and St. Clair Flats in St. Clair County, as well as 2 other sites, to restore operations to 2 draws per day, 7 days per week for this fall only. The donations will fund 2 part-time staff at each of the 4 impacted managed waterfowl areas. The waterfowl areas will operate from 2 weeks prior to the waterfowl opener through Thanksgiving weekend. the waterfowl, the DNR has less funding because of flat or declining license sales revenue, steadily increasing costs due to inflation, and increased and higher cost of repairs. Less funding means the DNR Wildlife Division restricting hiring, eliminating positions, scaling back routine maintenance, and postponing critical repairs to dams, wetland infrastructure, and buildings that directly support hunting access and habitat quality. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe.